Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by a friend at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers One Love. AD, you liked Bill's thrills today, you said to him.
Yeah, you know, there was a few concerning ones. I'm like, I like the
what are you
bring
talking
a
about?
Lunch, feel the crunch.
Pack
that
a
was,
lunch.
You know, I told Coach, you know, I was like, that's real cool, but you gotta be careful with that in the South, though, man. And I ain't talking about South Lincoln, Southern Nebraska. I'm talking about, you know, there's sundown towns in South.
Is
South
there parts. Still sundown
towns? Heck yeah, there is sundown downtowns, man. In fact, when I go to, I love.
Maybe bring breakfast.
Yeah, well, or maybe just stay in the city.
Brunch.
Yeah. We're going to go down the street.
Good God.
Don't drive alone so you can go home.
That's your headline.
Yeah.
You have a different headline.
I'm not going to be just cruising late at night in Bama, you know, Louisiana.
Oh, come on.
Southern parts. Mississippi.
What about rural Mississippi?
Nah, not doing it, buddy. If we're not staying in the town, I'll drive around town square all night long, but, you know, deviating the gravel roads, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
But the idea is wonderful in the Midwest.
You took the conversation a little different direction.
Yeah, all this driving around late at night stuff. Now.
I guess we need to hear those.
That's
we
right.
need to hear different viewpoints.
We hear both sides of the story.
Different viewpoints.
Different points of view.
My mom
are welcome.
I remember, man, when me and my family, I'll never forget, man, the first time I went out. First of all, these are awesome people in Nebraska and Sumner. The first time I told my mom, and it was me and Tommy Frazier. So we go out to my in-laws. The first time I went out there, my mom said, no, I ain't even heard of that place before. You ain't going out there by yourself. Take somebody with you.
Take somebody.
So Riley Washington came out with me one time, you know, played here at Nebraska, and Tommy Frazier. And so it's like, well, they ain't going to mess with their quarterback. You know, so he's good. But we have a blast out there, man. We had a great time. But yeah, that driving around stuff, you can do that in Nebraska, but there's southern parts of the southern United States. You might not want to be doing that, man.
I feel like
well. Nah. Need to thank you for that.
We got to have both sides of the story.
Yes,
you got to hear both. Hey, what my man, what did he say, Paul Harvey? What was his?
And all? Now the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
That's what that was. That's what that was.
That's what that was.
Maybe don't pack a lunch.
Yeah. Pack a breakfast. Call it good.
Quick
just,
breakfast.
Just stay on your block.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk ball.
I'll mention more of this tomorrow on the show. We didn't get to this topic. Please. But I saw this from Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports.
Yes.
Was talking about, was going through the percentages of games where teams were leading in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And Nebraska right now, okay, I guess not trailing. Nebraska has never trailed this year, mm-hmm. but they've had the lead on 88.5% of snaps played, which is second in the conference behind Indiana at 92% of their snaps they have led. I ask the question is, if Nebraska were to be down to Illinois, are they built to come back?
I read your question, and my first thought was they are absolutely built to come back. Yeah. They, in fact, I'd like to see it. Because I think you'd see Dylan open up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. If they're in a situation, especially if they're down a couple scores, and he's got to start rolling, I think it would look really good, is what I think. Yeah, remember you can think back during like the Solich years when they got down, it was trouble. If they had to, if they got down 17, it's trouble.
Don't
it's
pass.
Trouble.
Don't
you can't pass. You can't pass. But with this team. If they got down 10, 12, 14, I think it's all right. They can come back quick.
You know, Sip, I agree with you in that I would, you know, the see what type of moxie this team is made of, mm-hmm. it would be interesting and encouraging to see them to have to come back from behind. Because thus far in years past, we weren't built that way, as you mentioned.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
And in this way, Nebraska has had such quick starts where they haven't had to do that. And again,
which is not great, at all. Which is great,
which,
by the way.
Which is a good thing to deal with. But at the same time, as you know, we get into the teeth of this schedule. There's going to be those times when Nebraska is not going to be leading. That's just sports. That's just reality. 100. There's going to be times Nebraska is not going to be 100. Leading.
100.
And so it's going to be good to see how they respond with a situation
it
like
would
that.
Be good. And it's going to happen. You're right. It's going to happen no matter what.
Oh, no matter what. It's going to happen.
They're not going to be leading for 85% of the snaps all year.
No.
Well, we have not seen, you know, Raiola. He hasn't had to press at all because they've had a lead every time he's in the, you know, and it's kudos to him. He's had great first halves. You know, they've ran the ball well. He's made great decisions passing. So, that's a compliment to him and mm-hmm. Satterfield for calling good plays in the first half, and it's awesome. But again, I'm with you. I think they are built to come back. We have not seen him have to press yet as a true freshman quarterback in that situation.
No, you haven't. And I'm projecting. I don't. Maybe it wouldn't look good, but my sense is, it would look good because I think if Dylan has to feel some urgency, that with all his talent, I think it would be a good look. It'd be a good vision. I have a good vision on it. And I would kind of like to see. He's got the receiver. What am I talking about? He's got the receivers. He's got the tight ends, plural, to make plays down the field. And he can make plays down the field. And he's getting protection.
I'm glad you brought the protection part of it. Because one thing, granted, we're just 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll have a better assessment after tomorrow night's game. The offensive line has not been talked about a lot.
No, because they're doing well.
And that's a great thing. It's, to me, it's like when you don't know the refs are out there, the game's being called pretty good. Our offensive line has taken care of business, to your point. They have given Rilo the time that he needs to get the ball out. The running backs have had holes. And I'm alluding back to even 2 weeks ago against Colorado. I mean, I know that game's passing on, but just for the sake of the example, Dante, I mean, just ran just holes.
Yeah, he had some holes.
And granted, again, that's not a very good team that they beat. Let's just be honest with that. Mm. At the same time, though, we struggled with teams, all three teams that we've played so far. We would have struggled with them in the past, if not lost one or two of them, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, isn't it interesting, the offensive line discussion? We're not talking about Turner Corcoran.
No.
We're not talking about the offensive line.
We're not talking about those guys.
That's the way. It's such a – they definitely – have a thankless job, and they're fine with it. I know they're fine with it. It's an interesting thing, though, because you only talk about them when they're struggling.
Yep.
We just pretend like they're not there when they're doing well. You know,
hope it stays that way.
Yeah. So they have not. Yeah, they've not even given up a sack. They've given up one quarterback hit. Now, Rhule, interesting. I talked about this on our show. AD. Rhule was teed up with a question to praise the offensive line this week and didn't do it. He acknowledged they're playing well, but he goes, "We'll find out about them now when we get in the Big Ten."
Yeah,
he said.
I think that's a fair answer.
It's a fair answer.
Fair thing for him to say.
It's a fair answer. It's interesting to me, though. I mean, it was saying, "Let's see what they got now."
You know, and the reason why I like that answer from Coach, this is not his first rodeo. He's been in front of a lot of podiums. Under fire, of course, when he in his Carolina days. So Coach is not going to say something just for the sake of a soundbite or a statement. But I think more importantly, you guys, he said that because he doesn't want those guys getting comfortable.
Yep.
Does not want them getting comfortable in any position or any one of those guys. He wants those guys to understand, you know what? Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do.
Exactly.
And what we expect. Maybe as a state, fans maybe didn't expect it, but they expected it.
They expected it.
They expected it. So it's kind of like, well, we did what we were supposed to do. That's like us showing up to work. Hey, I showed up today. Well, you're supposed to show up.
You're supposed to be here.
So what they've done so far is what they're supposed to do. Again, tomorrow night, I think, is going to show us a lot.
It is. AD, I'm glad you said that because I think part of the fun this year is the expectations internally are high.
Yes.
And that it kind of makes it more fun. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that about Coach Rhule, that even in year two, he's willing to say, he's assessed his roster and said, we're good. We're a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, he asked his players, he said, I hope to God you know that you're a championship level team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love it because his expectations are high.
That's the fun feeling to have that right now.
Yeah.
So that's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Zippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.